From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, we'll talk with Dr. Marvin Beatty, superintendent of Bonham ISD, about the announcement that Algebra 2 will no longer be mandated. It's January 31st, 2014. I'm Daniel Starks. When it comes to education reform, Texas is usually on the front line. This time, however, they are following in the footsteps of another state who has already dropped the mandate, Florida. Regardless, this decision is a controversial one, and we have Dr. Marvin Beatty, the superintendent of Bonham ISD up in Fannin County, with us here today to talk about what he feels the Texas dropping the Algebra 2 mandate, how he feels about that, and what he thinks that will do to school districts across the region. Dr. Beatty, we're glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Many states across the nation are actually hopping on board to get Algebra 2 mandated, while Florida and Texas have dropped the mandate. What are your thoughts on this matter?
Well, the one thing you can be certain of in Texas is whatever they're doing academically or requiring academically, it's going to change. So I'm not ready to say goodbye to Algebra 2 just yet, because it was only a few short years ago that we were retooling our staff to meet the mandate of the 4x4, which is the four core subjects all 4 years of high school. And then here we are just a few short years later, and we're undoing that. I personally am not alarmed by it, because the kids who need it are going to get it. And we're not going to stop teaching it, that's for certain.
I read about a study that said that students that took Algebra 2 in high school seemed to do better in all of their other classes. Have you, as your district, seen this in y'all students? Students that have taken Algebra 2, have they done better in their other classes?
We've never conducted a study as such, but there are certain things that do prompt students to perform better. For example, it's well documented in research that students who read music are better math students. And I think it's pretty logical that kids that can do math can do most anything else, because it is one of the more difficult things to train your brain to do.
Do you think providing Algebra 2 will benefit the students greater than not having to offer it and making the students find an alternative course if they would like to?
Sure. I think it's better when you have it. But then, you know, Daniel, lots of things are better if we have them. And the question really, I think, should be reframed at the state level of, we ought to be doing what each individual child needs. And, you know, not every kid needs the very same thing. We have got to help them understand not that this is what you have to do, but this is why you need to do it.
Dr. Beatty, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Daniel.
That was Dr. Marvin Beatty, the superintendent of Bonham ISD. Texas and Florida are going against the grain when it comes to this measure. 16 other states and Washington, D.C. have mandated Algebra 2, with Connecticut and Minnesota joining that group soon. Coming up around the region, February 5th will be a fundraiser night for Commerce Middle School students going on the New York City and Washington, D.C. trip. If you're in the area, stop by Luigi's from 5 to close and help support the students, because 10% of all of the sales will go towards their trip. Also, tomorrow night from 6 to 9:30, there will be an arts and crafts show benefiting Project Graduation at Chisholm High School in Paris. There's the bell. That means we are out of time for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Bell. You're on your station 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.